Breitbart Business Digest, MAGA Optimism Slumps on Economy. By John Carney on March 23, 2026. Trump's voters are getting bearish on the economy. The mood on the political right in America has dimmed fast in the early weeks of the war with Iran. Republicans, Trump voters, conservatives, and even self-identified MAGA supporters have grown markedly less optimistic about the economy in just the past 2 months. The latest polling for The Economist from YouGov found that nearly 59% of American adults say the economy is getting worse, the highest share since October of 2023 and up by 9 percentage points since as recently as January. The share saying the economy is getting better sank to 16%, down from 25% in January. This is the lowest share since Trump took office. Troublingly, the decline was driven by worsening economic sentiment among Republicans and Trump voters. In early January, 57% of Republicans said the economy was improving, and 14% said it was declining. In the most recent poll, taken between March 13 and 16, just 37% say the economy is improving, and 24% say it is getting worse. In January, 57% of Trump voters said the economy was getting better. Now just 41% do. Among conservatives, the share saying the economy is getting better has declined from 59% to 40%. It's become trendy for pollsters to survey a category they call MAGA supporters. YouGov's polls for The Economist began doing this in February. In the poll taken between February 6 and 9, 63% of MAGA supporters said the economy was getting better. In the latest poll, it has dropped to 47%. In other words, the recent decline is not driven by Trump derangement syndrome or partisanship. Democrats still overwhelmingly think the economy is headed to hell and independents remain uneasy. But Trump's economy no longer commands the optimism of a majority of his own voters, his supporters, Republicans, or self-described conservatives. The new pessimism cuts across age and class lines. Views of the economy got worse among older Americans who used to be far more likely to think things were improving than younger Americans. Among adults over 65, the share saying the economy is improving fell from 33% in January to 18% in March. Among the 45 to 64-year-olds, the optimist share has declined from 30% to 19%. For those between 30 and 44, it's fallen from 22% to 15%. Younger voters haven't changed their opinion, but only 11% of them thought the economy was improving anyway. While the share of Black and Hispanic Americans who say things are improving remains dismal, around 6% and 16% respectively, the share of white Americans who see things getting better has plunged. In January, 31% of whites said the economy was improving. Now just 19% do. The educational divide over the economy has vanished, but only because Americans without college degrees are no longer more optimistic than those with a college degree. In the February poll, 23% of adults without a college degree said the economy was getting better. Among college grads, 18% did. Now just 16% say the economy is getting better, regardless of whether or not they graduated from college. The economy has lost optimism among both men and women. In January, 30% of men and 15% of women had a positive view of the direction of the economy. Now that's down to 21% among men and 12% among women. It is not personal, yet. This shift toward pessimism about the direction of the economy has not been driven by Americans' perceptions of their personal finances. In February, 25% of Republicans, 26% of MAGA, 24% of conservatives, and 27% of Trump voters said they were better off than they were a year ago. Today, 23% of Republicans, 31% of MAGA, 25% of conservatives, and 26% of Trump voters say they are better off. Similarly, the share of people on the right saying they expect their own finances to be better a year from now has not moved much. In February, the shares saying they expected to be better off in year were 39% for Republicans, 46% for MAGA, 39% for conservatives, and 42% for Trump voters. Now, they are 37% for Republicans, 46% for MAGA, 41% for conservatives, and 39% for Trump voters. And when these folks are asked about the state of the economy, how it is now, rather than the trend, they remain relatively positive. In February, while just 24% of all American adults said the state of the economy was good or excellent, right-leaning Americans were far more positive. 47% of Republicans chose good or excellent, as did 56% of MAGA, 44% of conservatives, and 50% of Trump voters. In the March survey, the numbers were 45% of Republicans, 54% of MAGA, 43% of conservatives, and 48% of Trump voters. For now, the damages to the sense of the economy's trend, not personal experience or personal expectations. That's a consolation, but probably one with a short shelf life if the Iran war's oil price hike persists long enough to become a serious drag on economic growth.